This is the Seabed Daily Text. First love. How dangerous are your prayers? Philippians 2, 17 and 18. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Consider this. In biblical terms, a drink offering means basically to pour out a cup of wine as an act of worship to God. The worshiper does not drink any of it themselves. It is all poured out as a sign of the victory and the joy of God. In other words, it is a complete sacrifice. In this letter to the Philippians, Paul is casting a bold vision for us to make a totalizing offer of our lives to Jesus. When Paul calls for us to have the same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus, this is what he means. The best part is, Paul not only calls us to this life, he lives it out before our very eyes. How do we do this? It begins with praying dangerous prayers and the willingness to have the Holy Spirit bend our lives in the shape of those prayers. The best people to learn from on this are people whose lives have proved it true. What dangerous prayers did they pray? One such person and prayer comes to mind in John Wesley. I want to share an excerpt of a dangerous prayer from his life. It is from his covenant service, which many traditionally pray on New Year's Eve or day. I commend it to us as an everyday prayer. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, whose life was and continues to be the ultimate drink offering. Come, Holy Spirit, and give us the fullness of Him that our lives might be poured out for His glory. It is in His name we pray. Amen. The questions. Number one. Does this sound completely unreasonable to you, that your life would be poured out as a drink offering? Number two, what are you afraid of when it comes to making an unconditional offering of your life to God? And number three, what are you afraid of when it comes to not making an unconditional offering of your life to God? Which fear is greater? for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.